Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Emma Ryan with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a 26-year-old man who has been missing since yesterday has been found. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has defended the decision to offer free school bus transport in the current school year. The Dáil has been told that a number of children from Donegal are among 35 nationally who are not being given access to a vital drug for those with cystic fibrosis, and a 29-year-old man has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for possessing the gun used to kill journalist Lyra McKee. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. But first, in news, a 26-year-old man who has been missing since yesterday has been found safe and well. Gardaí have confirmed that Bernard McConway from Buncrana has been located, and they have thanked the public for their assistance in the search. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has defended the decision to offer school bus transport in the current school year, denying a claim from opposition TDs that the move was not thought out and has led to chaos. In Donegal, pupils and students with valid tickets have been left on the side of the road in a number of instances because there was not enough seats on the bus, with particular issues in North Inishowen. The issue was raised in the Dáil this afternoon by Deputy Maddie McGrath.
No thought at all went into it, and it has an adverse effect, and things are far worse than they were any other year, and they were bad enough other years. So how are we going to, what are you going to do to correct this unholy mess that you've created for pupils that can't get places on buses?
First of all, as part of our response to the cost of living issue, we waived all fees for school transport scheme, and the measure saving families up to €650, Deputy, and you call it a miss. Saving families €650, and your response is it's a mess. €280 million has been provided. Over 124,000 tickets have issued. 124. That's an increase of 21,000 over last year. That's good news. Now, there have been challenges with the scheme. But the bottom line is we didn't hang around here. There was a cost of living crisis. We said we'll move. We'll reduce it for families and we'll get rid of the fee. And we did. And of course it's created issues this September. And the department is working and Bus Éireann is doing everything it can to process application, to issue tickets as soon as extra buses and drivers are sourced. The alternative would have been to do nothing.
The Dáil has been told that a number of children from Donegal are among 35 nationally who are not being given access to a vital drug for those with cystic fibrosis. The issue was raised by Deputy Thomas Pringle, who pointed out that families were protesting outside the Dáil today and their demands must be met. The Taoiseach says the Health Minister and the HSE are working to resolve the issue. Deputy Pringle told the Dáil, while this remains unsolved, children are suffering.
I met with families from Donegal Town, Inver and Remelton in my constituency outside the Dáil today. And families from all across the country were at the gates of Leinster House as part of CF Ireland's Support the Cafferito 35 campaign. 35 young children with cystic fibrosis are currently deprived of a groundbreaking new drug due to a pricing dispute between the HSE and the provider Vertex. It's wrong that these children should continue to be deprived, and so I believe that you should act to ensure that the Minister for Health and the HSE respond and make sure that this drug is provided to these young people so that it can alter their lives significantly and save the state money in the long run too, because that seems to be the only thing that the state understands.
The extension project for School Column Kill Newton Cunningham has received approval to proceed to the tender stage. The project will consist of the addition of two new SET rooms. Minister for Agricultural, Food and the Marine and Donegal TD, Charlie McConnellogue, says this confirmation is good news for the school community and will improve the offering and services within the school. A 29-year-old man has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for possessing the gun used to kill journalist Lyra McKee. Niall Sheeran appeared before Laggan Side Court today and was sentenced to 7 years, having pleaded guilty to possessing a firearm last year. 29-year-old Lyra McKee died after being shot in Craigan in Derry on April 18th, 2019. With more, here's Donald Kavanagh.
Niall Sheeran was also given an extended sentence after a finding of dangerousness for a period of 5 years. Police say the firearm had a significant history of being used in a series of shootings across Derry and was the weapon used to murder Lyra. Sheeran will also be subject to terrorist notification requirements under the Terrorism Act for the next 15 years. Detectives have also issued a renewed appeal for information, and Crime Stoppers has offered an increased reward of up to £20,000 for information received that leads to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for Lyra's murder. Police say the investigation is very much an active one.
The government has turned its back on those affected by mica. That's according to campaigner Paddy Diver, who's encouraging people to travel to Dublin for the cost of living protests on September 24th. He said he has resigned himself to the fact that an acceptable redress scheme will not be delivered until there's a change of government. In the interim, he says people face another grueling winter in homes affected by defective blocks.
Our TDs and power have turned it back on the people. The government's turned its back on the people. Sinn Féin have stood up and promised us more or less that they would look after us. I am sorry to say, but I've resigned to the fact that I don't know where this campaign's going, as the mica side, until Sinn Féin, to see if they come on and if they will deliver. And that's the sad reality on it. We've just given up on this Fianna Fáil and Fianna Gael. They don't look after people, and that's the sad reality about it. I mean, that's all you want as a government, is to look after people. Cost of living is unbelievable. You're going out for a day's work. You've barely anything to save. And the next thing, if a child has to go to the doctor, you're hauling back wondering, they might be all right tomorrow. Like, you shouldn't be living like that in this day and age, 21st century. There's people in there for this mega campaign that has, and for emergency accommodation. Not one of them ever got emergency accommodation. There's people that's looking for their houses fixed. They don't feel unsafe in it. There's nobody out to help them at all. There's old age pensioners that's in the same boat. And there's not even a maintenance team going around and making these safe for this winter. We were hell-bent last winter. And I'll never forget that storm. I put the whole of Donegal, but the hairs in the back of their necks, because they were sure that they were going to waking up to a tragedy. And this government and our councils, like, has let us go into another winter, and it's looking, I can't believe we're going into another winter, and there's no fix. They just don't care. It's heartbreaking to say it. Hey, but
trade unions say an 80 cent increase in the minimum wage doesn't go far enough, while businesses have warned it will lead to reduced hours for workers as cabinet looks set to approve increasing the hourly bill to 11.30. Emma Turrell reports.
This increase follows a recommendation from the Low Pay Commission. But Colette Bennett from Social Justice Ireland says while it's welcome, rising costs mean there will still be a reduction in real income for workers on the minimum wage.
There's still a drop in the real purchasing power of their income of over 2%.
Neil McDonald from ISMI, which represents small and medium-sized businesses, says increasing the rate will only result in reduced hours for workers.
The only way to deal with the cost of living crisis for all workers, not just low-skilled and unskilled workers, is to tackle the cost of living, most particularly the cost of housing.
Vincent Jennings, CEO of the Convenience Stores and Newsagents Association, says it'll cost employers €1,800 a year per worker.
If we're working on 20% margin, that will require €9,000 per staff member of extra sales. That's a massive challenge.
The Irish Congress of Trade Unions has described the increase as inadequate, while Unite says the government's effectively ripped up its commitment to move to a living wage.
A teenager has been arrested after a white Vauxhall combo van was taken from a premises on Irish Street in Derry at 8.50 this morning. Meanwhile, two people have been arrested by police in the city after a van stolen in Ballycastle on Monday night was found on fire at Colmore Park Point yesterday morning. Michaela Clark has more.
Police say the van was being driven at speed towards new buildings, but using a stinger device, they brought it to a stop in the Ballymacgory area. A teenage boy, aged 14, was arrested on suspicion of aggravated vehicle taking, causing damage to a vehicle and burglary. Meanwhile, at around 8 yesterday morning, a white Citroen van stolen in Ballycastle was sighted on the Letterkenny Road in the city, heading towards Donegal. The van is then believed to have been involved in a damage-only collision in the vicinity of Buncrana Road sometime between 8.15 and 9 o'clock. At around 10 a.m, the van was found on fire in the Colmore Point area. Police later arrested a 19-year-old woman and a 25-year-old man in the Alder Road area of the city on suspicion of aggravated vehicle taking, criminal damage damage and failing to stop. The man was also arrested on suspicion of possessing a blade, assaulting police and threats to kill. In both cases, police are urging anyone with information or dashcam footage to come forward.
A meeting of the Glenties Municipal District has been told that money must be provided by central government for flood relief and prevention works in West Donegal. Councillor John Seamus O'Farrell says money for immediate works in the aftermath of flooding in several areas in recent weeks came from the council's own resources. He has called for the river at Mina Claddy to be cleared as a matter of urgency. Councillor O'Farrell says the money spent must be replaced and more must be provided.
With the climate change in the last number of years, this will continue, and now is the time to prepare to assess these roads, the ones that are getting flooded mostly all the time, and also the back roads, which I know the council don't conclude in the programme if it's a private road. But I think I asked the council there today to apply for flood funding from the government to cover this cost, because at the end of the day, as I found out the day, that the money was allocated from our pot here in the Glenties Municipal District to clean this up and to repair it. So I'd be asking the council to have additional money available from government in relation to flooding in future weeks or future months.
We're talking about areas like Derry, Connor, Mina Claddy, and in Mina Claddy in particular, you believe something needs to be done to clear out the river, because that's going to be a problem again in the future.
Yes, the river seems to be a huge issue there at the moment. After all, there's a number of rivers that's leading into the one river, which is at the bottom of the Mina Claddy, leading into the sea there. And again, I have been on site a number of times with council officials, and this needs to be addressed now rather than later, because the build-up of water up through the property and fields, which affect farmers with animals and stuff. So this has to be done in the next number of weeks, and funding has to be made available from somewhere in the council.
The index of the price of homes is at its highest level ever, but the prices themselves remain slightly below the peak in 2007. According to CSO, there has been a slight slowdown in the rate of increase. In the border region, house prices have increased around 17.4%. Aoife Cairns reports.
The median price of a property in Ireland purchased in the 12 months up until July was €295,000. The lowest median price was €145,000 in Longford, while the highest was €610,000 in Dunleary Rathdown. Nationally, residential properties rose by 13% in the last year up until July. That's down just under 1%. In Dublin, prices increased by 10.4%, while the rest of the country saw prices just over 15% higher than a year earlier. Property in the west of Ireland saw the largest annual percentage change of just over 19%.
It's 12 minutes past five. We're going to take a short break now, but we'll be back with sport right after these.
At Lloyds Pharmacy this winter, we know how to help give your family big protection against the cold and flu, and make big savings with our amazing buy one, get one half price offer on selected vitamins and supplements. Shop and save online, in store, or using our app. Lloyds Pharmacy. Say hello to the people that know. Terms and conditions apply.
Since she got her free hearing aid with her PRSI at Specsavers, Roisin is a changed woman. Music has never sounded better, and that makes her dance. And dance. And dance. Her singing, though, well...
Free hearing aids with PRSI at Specsavers. Music to your ears. Find out more online. Terms and conditions apply.
At Hickey, Clark & Langan Insurance Brokers, they compare quotes from all the leading insurers, so you get a great price. Home, motor and van, farm, holiday home, travel and liability insurance, they quote them all. So if the worst happens, you're covered. For a competitive insurance quote today, call Hickey, Clark & Langan on 912-6688 or pop into their office at Ballymacool, Letterkenny. Hickey Clark & Langan General Insurances Limited, trading as Hickey Clark & Langan, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Mega laptop sale now on at Currys. Save €80 on the 14-inch HP laptop, now €399. I'll get the 15.6-inch HP laptop, now €699. Save €80. And get a one-for-all gift card up to €150 when you buy selected laptops. Get in-store or online at currys.ie. T's and C's apply.
With everyone looking to shrink their bill these days, Dunn Stores gives you new ways to save on your shop with Double Savers. First, you'll save in the aisles when you fill your basket with fantastic low prices across thousands of great products. Then, you'll save again at the till with our 5 off 25 grocery voucher. Shrink your bill with Double Savers, new from Dunn Stores. Dunn Stores, always better value. Terms and conditions apply. Voucher can be used on next in-store grocery shop of €25 or more.
Ferramori, be an on tager unto, came or came. Ni ector ain turrig a count couple of me no blean few. Shine sail na ferma. No, shine sail on that line her. No the chaffer foul in the shul and ye gurtu inulre. Came or came, ni ector ain turrig a count couple of me no blean few. Be curum a higoni harter inulre na ferma. On udra slant agasalvaltikta, hsa.ie/farm safety.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome back to Highland Radio News. It's over to Oisin Kelly now for all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Emma. We start with football, and Celtic boss Ange Postecoglou has made two changes to his side for this evening's Champions League Group F game with Shakhtar Donetsk. Kuryashi Haksamanovic are into the side. But dropping out to the bench from the starting 11 are Abida and Jay Kamakas. Kickoff is at 5:45 in Walsall in Poland. After the 3-0 loss to Real Madrid last week, the manager at Celtic, Postecoglou, knows that his side will need a result this time around.
Every game, it's a Champions League game. We know it's going to be tough. Every opposition will give us different challenges, and whatever it is out there, we've got to be ready to face it.
Well, later on this evening at 8:00, Graham Potter will be taking charge of Chelsea for the very first time. The former Brighton boss will be in the dugout for the meeting with Salzburg in Group F. At the same time in Group G, Manchester City take on Dortmund. And in Group A, it's Rangers versus Napoli. Arsenal's Europa League match at home to PSV Eindhoven has been rescheduled for October 20th. It was initially supposed to be played tomorrow evening, but there were insufficient resources to police the game following the death of Queen Elizabeth. The new date has been set after the Premier League agreed to postpone the Gunners' fixture with Manchester City the day before. And there's six matches in the English Championship tonight. Norwich City host Bristol City, while Luton Town go up against Coventry City. Millwall face Queen's Park Rangers, Rotherham United take on Blackpool, and Reading play Sunderland. The night's other game features West Brom and Birmingham City. There's also three quarterfinals tonight in the John Gorey Corn Youth Cup. Kilmacrenan and Celtic play Balbuffet United at the Letterkenny Community Centre at 7:30. But before that, in just under an hour's time at 6:15, Milford face Ballyrain, and Mulroy Fannett go up against Bonagee United. In Gaelic games, new Mayo manager Kevin McStay says he doesn't expect any retirements from the squad ahead of next season. The Ballinan native has been appointed as James Horne's successor on a four-year term and brings the likes of Stephen Rochford, Donny Buckley, Damien Mulligan and Liam McKeel onto his backroom team. It's a big appointment for McStay and his management, but what will the mantra and the style of play be in Mayo?
I might have my style of football. Stephen is his style and Damien is his style. Like, it'll be collaborative. We'll get into the room and that's going to happen, you know, fairly soon in the next few weeks, where we're going to sit down with boards and tactics boards and whiteboards and you know, we're going to figure out what's the style of play, what's the philosophy that best suits Mayo, which gives Mayo the best chance of winning football matches. And a big part of that, the opposition. You know, it'd be grand if we had no opposition to play. We could have all the plans we wanted then. But they do turn up. But we have a great sense of what we want to do, and that will become very apparent to the group. You know, we'd be very clear in our messages. We're very experienced coaches, and we'd be well able to deliver the vision we have for how we want the game to play. Like, we've lots of good players, Michael Dee. This, you know, with coaching and tweaking, and, you know, being very clear about what we want to do. This will have a great chance.
It'll be very interesting to see how Mayo start under the new regime there. Finally, in athletics, all 800 pupils, almost 800 pupils, excuse me, from around the county, took part in the Donegal Primary School's cross country at Finn Valley today. Patsy McGonigal has a rundown on the results.
780 youngsters today, tremendous success, weather conditions brilliant, and all went off very, very safely. And we'll go straight into the results. The under 9 girls, the winner was Avil McIlwain. McIlwain from Gale School in Letterkenny. And just to explain, there's large school sections, mediums and small, depending on roll numbers. So under 9 girls teams in Mary Stranorna, the big school, the medium school, St. Carol's Achiarn, and the small school was Tivogue. That was that one. And the under 9 boys, the individual winner was Dara Coyle from St. Patrick's Drumkeen, and the team story there was Gale School Letterkenny. Then we had the medium school Edwards from Castle Derg, and Rathmullen St. Joseph's were the small school. Under 11 boys, well, the winner was from Skull Fenon from Whitecastle down in Inishowen. The under 11 boys, the large school was St. Mary's Stranorna once again. Dromore were the medium school, and Tivogue from Glenfinn, of course, just beating their neighbours coming for the small school title. Under 11 girls, well, it was St. Mary's Stranorna again, the large school. Then we had beating Gale School from Letterkenny, and then we had Dewis, the medium school, and Cumming from the Kiltalar up there in Glenfinn, the small school. The under 13 girls, the Gale School from Letterkenny, were the winners. From St. Mary's Stranorna, Muff Knee Breeds were the medium school winners, and Cumming were the small school. And then the boys, finally, the boys under 13, with an exceptional individual winner, Sean Gallagher from Skull Column Kill, Letterkenny, very impressive young fella, a lovely runner. Skull Column Kill, his school team won the team at large school. Shishinil were the medium, and the Cumming. Very, very happy with the engagement, very happy with the turnout, and very happy with the entire programme, and a big thank you to all the schools. Tomorrow, secondary schools, 11:30 start, expecting yet again numbers in the 500 or 600 category. They're coming from as far away as Sligo and indeed Monaghan, so it should be a very enjoyable day once again.
That's Patsy McGonigal on a busy day at Finn Valley with the Premier Schools Cross Country. And that's your sport for today. And we'll be more tomorrow morning, 8:30.
Thanks, Oisin. A return to news now. And Donegal County Council is to increase its efforts to restore an air service from Donegal Airport to Glasgow. At a meeting of Glenties Municipal District this week, Councillor Noreen McGarvey urged officials to contact the Transport Minister for an update. Councillor McGarvey says a public service obligation is in place and the real challenge is to find an airline to take the route. She believes there would be a demand for the renewed service.
We've seen there during the summer months the amount of people that have come to the area again, Scottish people in particular, and they've had to travel by ferry boat. So we will be asking again now too that we try and make some progress on reinstating the Glasgow flight. It'll also obviously help our airport staff-wise and work-wise there. We need to look at something to get it reinstated again for people that are working in Scotland or in England, for students that are over there, and more importantly maybe the football fans that go on a regular basis to Glasgow itself at weekends.
Minister Hilgard Nocton has been a regular visit to the area. She has spoken before of her support for the airport, certainly her support for the Dublin PSO. You believe that you'll be talking to a receptive person if you can get to speak to her face to face?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's always good when you get a meeting face to face, but then you can put your debate across in a more passionate way. But obviously we have to bear in mind too that obviously it's the operators of the flight that have to be kind of maybe pushed more to reinstate the flights as well, because all of the PSO, all the services are there in place, but again it's getting the flight operators back on course again.
Are you looking at the same operator which would have been Loganair in the past, or do you believe Emerald Airways, who operate the current Dublin service, maybe prevailed upon to get involved in Glasgow as well?
Oh, we'd be quite happy to take any sort of airline at all, but obviously they probably will maybe look at Loganair to start with, because they've been there for years and years and have obviously brought a lot of people to and fro to Carrickfinn Airport, but certainly we'll be open to looking at any operators in the area.
to weather now, staying dry this evening and mostly cloudy. Tonight will be a mix, mostly dry with a mix of cloud and clear spells, light northwest winds and highest temperatures of 17 to 11 degrees. A look back on this evening's headlines, and a 26-year-old man who has been missing since yesterday has been found safe and well. Gardaí have confirmed that Bernard McConway from Buncrana has been located, and they have thanked the public for their assistance in the search. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has defended the decision to offer free school bus transport in the current school year, denying a claim from opposition TDs that the move was not thought out and has led to chaos. In Donegal's, pupils and students with valid tickets have been left on the side of the road in a number of incidents because there were not enough seats on the bus, with particular issues in North Inishowen. The Dáil has been told that a number of children from Donegal are among 35 nationally who are not being given access to a vital drug for those with cystic fibrosis. The issue was raised by Deputy Thomas Pringle, who pointed out that families were protesting outside the Dáil today and their demands must be met. The Taoiseach said the Health Minister and the HSE are working to resolve the issue. And a 29-year-old man has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for possessing the gun used to kill journalist Lyra McKee. Niall Sheeran appeared before Laganside Court today and was sentenced to 7 years, having pleaded guilty to possessing a firearm. 29-year-old Lyra McKee died after being shot in Craigan in Derry on the 18th of April 2019. That's the news for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 14th of September. The death has taken place of Carl Fisher, Carnador, Castle Fin. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there on Friday afternoon at 1:30 for service in Monellan Parish Church at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. The death has occurred of Ray McCabe, Nae McElhinney, Letcher, Fawn. Removal from Murphy's funeral home this evening at 7 o'clock, going to her late residence. Removal is strictly private to family only, please. Reposing at her home from 8 o'clock. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to St. Mary's Church, Fawn, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Ray's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Kathleen Ann Hanlon, Braj, Kincashla. Kathleen's remains will repose at her home from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 in Star of the Sea Church, Anagri, with interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of James Murray, 284, Arden McCarran, Ballybuffet. Remains reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate's Trinorder. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Reposing from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. each day. Family time, please, before the funeral on Friday. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Bridget Patricia Pat Ward, Edeninfa Glenties, formerly of Rathfarnham, Dublin. Pat's remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning to the Church of the Holy Family, Edeninfa, for Requiem Mass at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has occurred in Florida of Angela Brennan Nordahl, née Sweeney, formerly of Ard Crone House, Mean Moor, Dunlow. Funeral Mass will take place tomorrow morning at 11 at the Holy Name of Jesus Catholic Church, Florida. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.